Men in Black sounds like a Netflix documentary in a few years.
Which one do you think that's going to be about?
That'll
men
be
in
the,
Blacked?
Yeah, it'll be the men who participated in the Blacked porn series, and maybe they'll talk about like the low wages and the mistreatment in the porn industry and the fetishization
of be,
themselves.
I thought it was going to be about how Will Smith has gay sex and how everybody talks about it for some reason.
Mm.
If Will wants to have gay sex, let him have gay sex, dude.
Yeah, is that still like a big deal that he might, you know, kiss thine men?
I guess. I don't know. I think it's because his lover, his wife, his muse is so adamant about loving other people besides him that it's become
right.
a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, Jada. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Can you imagine the story, though, over anybody else? Like any other celebrity? Imagine this with Kevin James.
Yeah, I can't picture it.
No. No, not at all. Like anybody would give a fuck about what Kevin James has got going on. You know what I mean?
I'd be... No, come on, dude. Come on, there are people that would care.
Yeah. My mom loved Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah. Did you watch
She's
Kevin...
avid Kevin James fan.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
Ah! Ah! Fade.
Did you ever watch Kevin James' Nazi movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, where it's like the little girl, whatever, and he's like. He's supposed to be like, it's like a dramatic, like he's a badass, like villain role.
Yeah, I never watched it. I just,
it's really bad. It's extremely mid. I tried watching it the other day.
Just picturing Kevin in the, with his agent being like, you know, I really want to challenge myself. They're like, okay, what about we
That's
put
a good way too. I think that movie came out around the same time as Green Room.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick
wasn't
Stewart plays a fucking,
yeah.
Patrick Stewart plays a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Little skinhead.
Yeah,
that worked out really well.
What's his Star Trek name? Picard?
Picard, yeah.
Yeah. Picard Picard goes bad.
Picard
did you like
does.
Green Room when you watched
it? I loved it.
It's pretty violent.
Loved it. It is. It is not anything that you would expect.
No.
Yeah. It fucking just comes by and slaps you in the face. It's pretty brutal. Yeah. And they have that Swedish guy that got ran over by his Jeep, unfortunately. I liked him a lot too.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yep. And he's a great actor. He was also, coincidentally, he was in Star Trek, too. He was in the reboot of the Star Trek.
Oh.
Huh? You have what is this, a Star Trek cast?
What is this, a
that's
Star
what, that's
Trek?
That's what people are probably thinking.
What is this, what a Star Trek fan podcast?
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is a Star Trek podcast now.
I don't know anything about Star Trek. I watched, yo, her name is Imogen Poots.
Imogen Poots.
Who pooted is one of my favorite phrases.
She's from Hammersmith, London. Yeah.
Poots.
Oh my gosh, she was born in 1989, dude. She's so old.
Yeah, she's basically dead. Born in 1989, basically dead.
What year were you born, Noel?
93, just like this jacket says.
Not true. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why the hell you bought that.
I didn't buy it. It was gifted to me.
I don't know why that you took that gift and you said, I'm going to wear this. I don't know who you think you owe.
I don't owe anyone.
How did your wife even let you? I feel like this is a jacket that Alina would immediately be like, you're not wearing that.
Yeah, definitely. She's not home today. So that's why I got to wear it. This is like me pulling out like, I don't know, like my, like the t-shirt with tigers on it. And I'm like, mommy's not here to tell me no. You know, something like that.
Yeah. Dad's day off.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, man. It fits nice. It's cozy. All right. Suck me. I didn't get to play sports in high school. I didn't get to live out the dream of walking around in a Letterman. So I do it now as a grown man. I do it now as a grown 5'8 man. I walk around in a Letterman and I bully children.
Did you bully some kids on your way here?
Yep. I stopped to get gas and this kid was like, nice jacket, mister. And I was like, shut up. Go play flag football.
What year would you say is your bullying from?
I think I'm like late 90s, early 2000s villain.
So you could have dropped. You could have dropped some.
I could have said, on him. Yeah, because that's mean stuff. Yeah, yeah.
You could have said some stuff that changed the course of history as we know it.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at the kid and I was like, they put me on the team because I'm one of the good ones. And then I walked off with my football team.
Wow. Wearing a Letterman jacket is like wearing an X on your back. What popped up on the? What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's from BuzzFeed.
Yeah, is BuzzFeed even? I didn't know BuzzFeed was still around.
No, they're gone.
Are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone. Like,
when did that happen?
Oh, so this is Universal bully material?
Yeah, I think that's probably like a thing, right? People who wear Letterman jackets, you probably associate that they're like dickheads.
Yeah. I just always thought they were fucking cool, the coolest guys in school, so that's why I bought one.
I mean, who was the coolest guy in your school?
That's why I was gifted one. who was the coolest guy in my school? I don't know. I guess that'd be subjective. There were a couple dudes that were liked by a lot of people, but I actually don't feel that there was one universal person that was like, everyone thinks this guy's cool. I think everyone was
No, that never happens. Yeah. That never happens.
No.
There's people that are extremely liked by all, but there's never like, you know, in movies where it's like, that's whatever, so-and-so.
Yeah.
That's, you know, Tyler Scott. Oh, he's a dreamboat and his dad's rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that happens in schools with like student bodies of like 40, maybe.
Yeah. In my school, there was I think this is my junior year of high school. Mm-hmm. I had this buddy named Kevin, and he was a little rapscallion, you know, a little emo boy.
Mm.
And the team just lost the division like round to go to the state championship. So everybody in school was really sad. Right. And this big football kid came in, a senior, came in wearing his Letterman, you know.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, exactly like you. Except he was like 6'4", maybe. And
almost as tall as me. Yeah, continue.
Kevin stands up and he says, "We're going to state."
Oh.
Is when he yells at him.
Oh.
And like desks started flying and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it was one of the funniest moments of my life. I think about that a lot. And then everyone's just like, dude, you know, all the football players are talking about you, right? It's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You lost a stupid fucking football game.
Yeah. Did Kevin get beat or did he escape?
No, I really didn't meet anybody who like in terms of, I'm not a big fight guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I never understand why he gets to that place. When people are like, oh, I beat the shit out of him, or a kid got beat up or whatever, I'm always just like, did it really have to go? Do we have to go there?
Yeah. For some people, you know?
If anything, it's just sad. It's always sad.
Fighting?
Yeah. Unless it's like the two, in my case, if it was like, there was this scene kid who was like, he was like a scene kid with like a major lisp. And then there was like this white trash kid who was like a country boy who, he had like a bone marrow disorder. And I remember one time that they got in a tussle outside of this anatomy class, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And kind of ironic, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, bone marrow deficiency, scrapping outside of the anatomy class.
They were tussling. It kind of just looked like two bundles of paper just kind of like bustle up against each other.
Now, because he had bone marrow, do you think he was kind of like, I don't know, do you think he packed less of a punch?
Yeah. 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 Definitely. They were both, I think collectively, they both weighed probably 96 pounds together.
Huh. Damn.
Tiny.
So just, I'm trying to imagine like what that would sound like.
A lot of wheezing.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
You got me. That's what it was. Okay. I kicked his fucking ass.
Just like that.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was nice. I remember when my buddy's sister was dating that guy, and it was always just like the funniest thing. We'd always just be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still just
trying. He's hot. You're like, really?
The scene kid was hot?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't. Yeah. People like that look, that sort of like, I'm about to die look.
Oh, man. That
it 20, pulls.
I mean, I don't know how it is now, but 2010s, if there was a malnourished, like, it's not even skinny. It's like skinny fat. like a typical vegan body kind of thing. If somebody had like that like frail frame with like a kind of malnourished boy, and God forbid their hair was straightened and they wore like a fucking A Day to Remember t-shirt with skinny jeans with like a fucking DC shoe belt buckle, like loose, like tied up. Like you could have some fucking Osiris shoes.
Yep.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Midwest 20. Midwest 20 out of 10. LA too. You're pulling in that.
Was
look.
That, I mean, you said that you're, you remember, you, I remember you saying that you said your school was a lot like Euphoria, how people dressed and stuff like that. People were kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Our was never like that. My school was never like that. So then I think the scene kids stood out so much because that was eccentric. The grand scheme.
I see. Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
We had a lot, man, we had all kinds of shit at our school. We had Mormons. We had Juggalos. We had a clique of Juggalos. And they came to school in face paint often.
That'd be distracting as a teacher.
Yeah.
I'd put in a request to be like, no more face paint.
They would make them take it off, and then the dudes would act like they were getting oppressed. It was really funny.
What the fuck is going on in this school?
Yeah. This is bullshit, dog. They made me take off my face paint,
woo,
dog.
Woo.
Yeah. Woo, woo.
Cry in the bathroom, wash off that face paint. Skin's kind of stained from the white and black of the face paint. They're like, look, woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Fucking goddamn.
It'd also be really funny just sitting in a class with these dudes because you just be doing work or looking at the board, and then you just look over and these fuckers are just like... Like some teachers just wouldn't care because I think they did it so much that teachers just got over telling them to not do it. So they just be in class full, and they was not good. They just put black circles around their eyes and just all white the rest of it. It looked hilarious.
Yeah, it looked like a fucking, looked like an offbeat, like out of season Halloween outfit for like a skeleton face paint or something.
Oh yeah, man.
You know what bummed me out the most about being in a, like a high school class with a juggalo? Especially if I sat next to one.
But they're smarter than you?
No. Well, no. Because I would say, well, probably. And that's probably a given. But I just mean that you want the person, I always wanted to sit next to like the nice girl who was smart that maybe farts that no one liked.
Okay.
Because you better believe that that's going to be good cheating.
Yeah, right yeah.
There. Yeah. You catch a side glance. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And you can kind of like guilt trip him.
Yeah.
Hey, can I see? Let me see your stuff. Right? I don't want to see it. And they're like, and I'm like, you're fart. I don't care that you fart. And they're like, okay. And they like move the paper over.
Yeah.
Juggalo's not even fucking filling out the paper.
No. Nah.
Right? He's sitting there to himself the whole time talking about the Great Malenko or whatever the fuck that thing was called. He's drawing the Hatchet Man 70 times on his math homework.
Yep.
I'm like looking around like, I'm fucked. I mean, I have no outs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'd be brutal.
I was the kind of smart kid farting. That was me. So I was on defense for guys like you.
Oh, man. You didn't help anybody out?
Hell no.
That's like your God-given right, dude.
No.
You're somebody who can actually digest this information. It's almost one of these things where it's like if the person is nice to you, you got to reciprocate and be like, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
No. Right? Like that. I wasn't giving it up.
You remind me of this one girl, this girl named Melissa in my school. She was this horse girl, and she was fucking disgusting. She would, at lunch, she would take, like, Lay's regular potato chips and dip them in ketchup.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. Continue.
Okay, definitely. And she, she would refuse anybody. Like, she would do her tests and stuff and her homework, and she would make a barrier around herself, and she got to a point to where her hands were locked up, and she would, like, write like this. So she never had to, like, be up, you know, and be like this. She would be, like, down and writing like that.
I do the same thing with a hood. I created like a little fucking iron dome over that.
Yeah.
Everyone thought it was sad. I was like, no, I'm getting
straight. You are fucking sad.
Huh?
If you're doing that, that's unbelievably sad.
No, everyone thought I just had my head down sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you thought. Everyone just thinks I'm sleeping. Now they're like, look at Noel, the fucking loser, making that stupid ass dome.
They were like, fucking look at Noel, that hot ass nerd. Oh, my God. what I would give for him to pop out from that hood and just reveal
Especially
himself.
By this time, you were like, what, 5'2"?
Dude, I was 5'1".
Walk around like a Cabbage Patch doll.
5'1". Always. Looking like a munchkin with rosy cheeks. They're like, fucking hell. Something about that little lollipop guild looking boy that's so attractive.
Yeah, exactly. You're walking around the hallway. People are thinking they're playing Candyland and shit. You're walking to biology. You think you're going through the candy cane forest.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know what it is about him. I want him.
The horse girl, though, I remember ever since then, when I that was like eighth grade or like high school or something. I can't remember. But I was always just like, women who are really into horses are fucking freaks, like horse girls.
Mm.
And then my wife is now, she sabotaged me and she became a horse girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, do you feel like the ultimate razzle dazzle? Yeah.
I feel totally and absolutely betrayed.
Every time you go out for dinner, Allison's doing the same shit. She won't tell you what she's ordering for dinner. She just covers up her menu. And you're like, hey, are you thinking about this? She's like,
oh,
no.
I thought you were going to go the angle where she has like a nice glass of like the driest red wine. And she's just like, you know, oh, this tastes good. Every person who likes dry red wine needs to jump off a fucking bridge. Okay. I like liquefied sandpaper. Can I have that? Anyways, she's sitting there where like a nice place. I order a nice filet mignon, medium rare, of course, a nice baked potato. She says, I'll have the classic. And they just bring her a bowl of Lay's potato chips and a side dish of ketchup. Yeah. And she just starts dipping it.
No.
You know, we have like a nice, well, you wouldn't know this, but for those bigger guys, you're wearing a shirt that's maybe a little too tight. That's a button up. And then you start getting those little seams where it's like, you can see into the shirt. Kind of looks like that. You can see your belly.
Hey, listen, you excluded me from this, but I know all about that, all right? I'm looking right into that every time we hang out, all right? At my strong stature of 5'3", I look right into just above your belly button.
That is true. You see, all the times that you've seen me with a button up on?
Yeah.
Every time we ever meet, I'm in a full suit.
Yeah.
Noel, so nice to meet you again. How you doing, buddy? It's been too long.
Yeah, Hunter takes casual hangouts very seriously. He doesn't show up in anything less than a tuxedo.
Yeah, full tuxedo. Full tuxedo, and then,
Holy, look at that. What do they call that? Button-down shirt gaping? Shirt gaping. I like that.
It's the same reason there, dude. It's because my chest is so big, because I'm so jacked that my shirt gapes. Look at this guy. If I ever saw this fucking guy in public, I'd be like, get over yourself. This guy's like, yeah, so I'm actually the second most, I actually work for the second most profitable enterprise in Missouri. It's kind of a huge deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more curious, like, when they, because you know when they make these ads, it's targeted at someone. Who is the demographic that they're thinking of when they target this? I always wonder, is it what's in the ad, or is it someone who would never be anything close to this and sees themselves?
I unironically could see Ryan looking at these and seeing like that he would buy this because of it. Don't you? I could see Ryan wearing all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Why not?
These are crazy shirts, man. Big.
Dude, why are they all so jacked?
Looking like this is hilarious.
What a fucking obnoxious, like, yeah, I'm big and I want my clothes to suffocate me.
Just wear a scuba outfit at this point. Like,
just how about you go to Old Navy and get just a nice shirt, like a nice, comfortable shirt. I hate that I just see like his pec definition and everything. Yeah, so actually, this is a denim
look at those
tapered
lads.
Fit
look
shirt.
At those lads, gang.
My back is fucking huge. I did lat pull downs for 4.5 hours this morning. Dude. I'm looking yoked as fuck.
Yo, I like how this is tapered so you can see his ass too.
Kind of looks like every youth pastor outfit I've ever seen.
Mm.
Yo, today, guys, we're going to be talking about Leviticus.
Youth pastors are this jacked?
I think so. Because I think they're trying to go to the church and they're trying to get some pussy is what I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, I heard that you and Terry broke up. Let me know if you want to go to dinner sometime and I can console you with the Lord.
Man, this guy looks like processed meat with just how skin tight this stuff is.
It looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you sat down, you would be your shirt gaping.
Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, it is pressed as closest to his skin as possible.
You'd be everything.
I will say
gaping.
He's got a big old fucking hog on him there too. Look at that. They didn't even try to blur it out. He's got a big fucking little sausage dent there.
No, right? That's what that. So this is for Ryan. When Ryan looks at it, he's like, "Yeah, that's me."
My dick is that big in those pants.
They gotta sell pants, bro. This side profile, that other guy is killing me. Like that, dude.
I hate the back shot.
The lat
now
shot
wing
is
out
so
your lats.
Good, bro.
Now wing out your lats. Okay, perfect.
Dude, they don't even have to ask him. He's built like that. They're just like, turn around. And he's like,
yeah,
okay.
Can you just turn around real quick?
Yeah.
I always hate when companies like this put their insignia on the shirt.
Why? I mean, isn't that the point of branding?
With button-ups and stuff, I'm always just like, I wish that it was just plain. Give it to me fucking plain.
Yeah. No, bro. These guys want to let the world know that they're rocking tapered.
You know how many times I've seen like a nice sweatshirt? I'm like, oh, this is nice. It feels comfortable. And then they have like Hurley.
Yeah.
Like on the, like the, like Billabong Hurley or whatever the fucking kind of PacSun brand is. You're like, well, I feel like a fucking douchebag.
Yeah. Yo.
I'm not going to walk around with a, like, yeah, I have a Billabong shirt. It just feels really good. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Just wish it was blank.
Dude.
Those are some fucking insane hips. God. Damn, dude, those are some serious Hindenburgs tucked in those tapered fit jeans. Holy moly. Bro. His ass is so tiny compared to how fucking monstrous his thighs are. Yo, can I put my billfold in my back wallet?
Yeah.
Oh, it got tucked underneath my tiny ass? Okay, never mind.
Dude, his back blends into his ass. It's just straight, it's like just back to hole.
I kind of like that. There's no cheek. It's just a giant gaping hole so you can stand and just like.
Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't have to wipe because there's no cheek to deal with.
Yeah.
Straight Duke. Bro, those other jeans are hilarious. I've like people's moms have these same jeans.
I have definitely called a girl attractive before for these thighs and jeans. Damn, she's got something going on. Enough about these jeans, dude. You're sick. What's your plans for this year? Is this our first episode back?
This is our first episode back, dude. Welcome.
Wow. So this is our first episode back from the break. It was a nice break.
Wait, is it not?
I thought it was going to be longer.
We had one?
But.
Oh, right. We did have one episode. We have dementia. You were sick. Now I'm sick, but I'm here. I'm not as sick as you were. Feel like shit, but yeah, we're back. Plans for this year. I started writing my feature script. I'm 4 pages in.
Give me the pitch, a 2-sentence pitch of what this movie is.
Heavily inspired film based on my comedy special, Sad Kid Story Turned Funny.
How do I give you my money now?
Yeah. Zelle. You can just Zelle me $5 million and I'll go make the movie.
That was the convenient thing about my bank is that I'm able to Zelle.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fun. Nice little movie made out of your special, your past. You did a series of little vignettes and shorts that were fun to promote your stand-up special. I thought that worked very good.
Thanks, dude. When we made those, I got a lot of inspiration and thought, I think this could work in a 90-minute or like a feature format. I'm not going to say 90 minutes, but so I have like the outline, I have the general path of the story. I started writing, and my goal for the next month and a half is I just want to write out like functionally what happens in the story, like what do the characters do, and then go back and comb through it and start to really add color.
Is this you fixating on one period of time in your life, or is it going to be a spectrum?
No, it'll be one period, and I think my goal with the film is like I kind of want it to be kind of like a fun catharsis for people who, you know, were born in 77 like me. And
80 what?
89.
Were you born in
89?
89.
Okay. Yeah. And, but I think in general, what I have mapped out would be fun and entertaining. in a feature format. So I've started that. I am working on episode 3 of Hot Laps. I'm really excited because for episode 3, I really want to go fucking balls to the wall. I have so much inspiration on how to make it really exciting. And so we're working on the next guest. And
all right, drop it on him. Who is it?
Oh, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. We actually don't. We have some potentials, but...
Yeah, I didn't think that it was going to be you, soft.
Yeah, no, we just don't know yet. I mean, wide open slate, could have anyone, but...
I will say, the Daniel Ricciardo episode was a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah, he's charming as shit, isn't he?
Yeah, not as mobile as I wanted to be, but people wanted to see us go more flat out. I'll have to say that... the Nashville bars, they get started at motherfucking 8:30. That was crazy. Broadway, it like on time. Every single bar flew their doors open, and everyone there that's trying to get a country record deal was singing their ass off right at 8:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And then there were PA systems rigged all up and down the track. So that was the only part of the track where we could actually hear him talk and where the footage was usable.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. And the speed of the thing was actually making him a little clammed up.
I mean, the fucking thing, get up and go.
Yeah.
People, I mean, haven't seen it yet. I mean, it is a literally super fast, like what, 6 Tesla batteries or whatever the fuck is in it. Kind yeah. Of thing.
Conan O'Brien's blood. We got Jay Leno's sweat. We went to all Hollywood elite talk show hosts. We stole a piece of their DNA, concocted something nice, you know, little oil to run through the machine. But yeah, so yeah, those are my goal is to see if I can get a draft one of this feature in the next couple months, and then kind of hammer down on Hot Laps, and then I think I came up with a fun way to continue making YouTube videos in a way that I feel good about. So, yeah, and then I'll keep working on this.
So YouTube is still a focus for the horizon.
Yeah, yeah, it's not totally gone away. I just don't think I can be doing like weekly uploads, but my goal is like one episode of Hot Laps and then one video on my YouTube channel. Yeah. What are your goals, bro?
I'm trying to do like Pee-wee's Playhouse, kind of like weird Saturday morning cartoon vibe on my second channel, Papa Meat, which is essentially right now we just talk about smut, but we got a lot of cool stuff planned there. I'm just trying to become a millionaire, get as much money as I possibly can.
Yeah, of course.
But no, I mean, we are trying to build up a thing to where we can get enough revenue to where we can kind of just do bigger and more elaborate projects that we don't really give a fuck if it's, you know, going to really cater to the algorithm as much, and we're just going to like put it out there. Especially by that too, I mean, like, we don't care if it's going to get demonetized. We just want to make it and like put it out there. We have a lot of our videos get demonetized on Papa Meat, but I think we're having a really good time with it. So I guess I can say this now. I guess it's not too much of a crazy thing. Right now, I'm making the demo to my horror game. Making a horror game.
Let's go.
And I'm pretty sure once that demo is done, we're probably going to be doing a Kickstarter for that. But it will be like a totally free playable demo thing. I'm not going to elaborate on what it is exactly, but it is a horror demo thing. And we're hoping to have something within the next 3 to 4 months that you'll be able to play and stuff like that. Like probably like 40 minutes to an hour long demo.
That's exciting.
Or whatever.
You know,
should be cool. And then, yeah, in terms of like Meekin and stuff, I got some fun horror ideas planned and stuff. But I mean, I don't know. All in all, just trying to be creative and figure out how the fuck do we, how do we keep being profitable? How do we keep, evolving? I think, you know, ever since I dropped that goodbye for now video, which the video says goodbye for now, it doesn't say goodbye forever. You know,
I like this video. I watched
it. It's insane. It's insane how people don't watch the video and they just make their own interpretation of what it's going to be about by not watching it. And then coincidentally, MatPat had his video come out and I was like, he put me in it. So now everyone's just like, all the YouTubers are leaving and stuff. And I that's not the case. I have no interest in leaving. I really have no interest in leaving YouTube whatsoever. I just don't want to keep making stuff that I'm just not super stoked about. And that I think that it's changing at a correct time when you're kind of like, I'm not as popular as I used to be, but I'm not like totally like out of that kind of light. So I think that change needs to happen now versus later before people are just like, God, he's been doing the same kind of stuff for 10 years or whatever. So just trying to take time to see exactly what the fuck do we want to do with the channel and stuff. But, you know, what's crazy is the years go faster, man.
Yep, they do.
The years go faster. The older you get, the more time flies. So
yep,
it's just trying to really figure out what the fuck do you want to do that makes sense with a level of respect with yourself and your audience that can hopefully make you some money and, you know, it brings a lot of joy to people. So just trying to navigate that down and trying to do a bunch of stuff. I think I'm going to try to film some little horror vignettes too. I got my first four pack of cinematic lenses. So we're going to be trying to shoot some stuff too. But I don't know, really. I mean, like, we're just pushing. We're pushing hard, man, to be as creative as we possibly can. Right now, too, I guess that's the name of the game is the YouTube landscape. You can't trust anybody. Everybody's a fucking snake in the tall grass.
Yeah.
You know, I trust Noel. I will say I do trust Noel.
Thanks.
There's a handful of people that I do trust, and Noel is one of them.
Thanks, man.
And you have to compare yourself to other channels and, you know, ask how are you comparing to them and that kind of thing. So I just want to decimate my competition. I want to leave people in my dust. I want to be the undisputed king of cringe. I want to be the fucking the bee's knees, dude. That's where I want to be.
I think it'll be
that's my plan
of cringe, dude.
I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to stop anybody. I just want to I want to push far is the big thing.
That's exciting.
I'm tired of settling, Noel.
Yeah.
Tired of settling. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's fun. People can be in their routes where they're having fun making stuff, whatever, but I'm talking about literal evolution. I'm talking about cells manipulating, dividing, growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're doing this little thing. Boom. It gets better.
Yeah.
Right? No longer are we going to be confined to a desk. YouTubers have been confined to a desk because of the psychology. And that's one thing people don't realize. Right? Phil DeFranco. Everybody who sits behind these desks and they're just like, I'm a regular guy. When they're living in these fucking multi-million.
Yeah, they're not regular guys.
Like the mold is being broken.
Yeah.
Bring entertainment back to the people. Hunter Hancock. 2024, I'm coming for you.
You heard it. You heard it here first, folks.
Just when you thought that you had enough, just when you thought that shit was dying down, I came back and I revitalized it. I'm going to come back and I'm going to come back strong with subjects about people who microwave and eat their diapers.
Yep. What else you got, man? Tell them. Tell the people.
With, you know, I bought $400 worth of TV dinners.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I saw that shit. When are you doing that?
And I legitimately thought I was going to have a heart attack. That is the groundbreaking stuff you can expect moving forward. And you know what I did? I took like one bite of each of those. I felt horrible.
Yeah.
Like I just spent $400. I'm wasting all this food. And I want, you know, hey, move the fuck over, Mr. Beast. I donated $1,000 to my local community food shelter.
Ah, let's see what you got here, bro. You had a lot going on. Can we zoom in on this? Was any of this good? How was the Hungry Man? Was it ass?
If I had to recommend anything, it would be all of the Gordon Ramsay ones were unironically fucking amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Like unironically really good. And the Gordon Ramsay one is at the high end of how much those things cost. Like the Gordon Ramsay one and all the celebrity chef ones are usually around $6.
Yeah.
But if you figure that it's like, if you're going to do something where it's like you had one meal a day for 5 days for your work week, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's $30 for a week of food. Right. Versus like, I mean, when I order a sub from Subway from DoorDash, it's like $28 just with like the delivery fee and everything else.
Yep.
So I could see how it makes sense with some people. Some of it's heinous. Like The Salisbury steak section and the meatloaf section was brutal. Like, not fun at all. Really, really hard to get through that one. Same with, like, yeah, I don't know. I will say Kids Cuisine still slaps, though.
Really? I remember Kids Cuisine tasting weird.
Oh, Kids Cuisine. They had some weird side choices. Like, all of the main course stuff they had was good.
Yeah.
But then they had, like, weird stuff where it's, like, these, like, blue cookies. But I ate some of those blue cookies, and, like, my shit still is not, like, the dye in my system has not come out. It's still blue as shit.
That's like when you drank that blue milk at Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly.
Blue anything.
That was so fucked up. I forgot that we went to the... It's so weird. That feels so long ago. How long ago was that?
It was like a year.
6 months. This is not a year. There's no way it's been a year. It's been a year since... It's like 6 months.
Time
6 months.
Moves, man. To me, everything is a year ago.
There you go. Yeah. Yesterday. It was a year ago.
It was a year ago, man.
Yeah. That was so funny. I don't know if we ever talked about that. That bird shit on my shoulder.
Yeah, I thought we did. But you know,
did
what,
we talk
dude?
About that? Oh, okay.
Since we did that, I became just slightly Disney pilled.
Really?
Like, just
like you want to go back to Disneyland?
Well, because we went to Disney. We went to Disney Sea in Tokyo, and I had a good time.
I mean, when we went, I had a good time.
Yeah.
It's just hell on earth. The biggest thing I said about that whole thing was that it's not about that you can't have fun at Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you have the income to buy like a fast pass or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
To actually have the experience of experiencing the park.
Yeah.
But it's the people who are like, I'm going to go 15 times a year.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Like, I would probably, if I went again in, like, a couple years, I would probably have a good time again.
Yeah.
But I'm still at a point where I'm like, I have no desire to go back.
Yeah, right I feel now. That. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, like, that's kind of, you know.
Yeah, so maybe I'm not really Disney-pilled, but I'm just sort of, you know, I could go back in the next year. That's kind of how I feel.
It's a classic photo.
Yeah, it's such a good moment.
I abducted all of those children, yeah. By the way.
It was easy. But I think I just want to go so I can wear my super cool thrifted Tinkerbell shirt.
Did you? Oh, yeah, I forgot you did. You were wearing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a time.
It was a good
what
time.
A time on Space Mountain, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And then when we got to, you know, Big Dick the Line, when the dude goes.
Oh, yeah. The guy comes out and he's like, Noel, you want to ride again? And you're like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man, run it.
You know, I ride this shit to practice my G-force on my turns for F1, right?
Yep.
That's what you told me.
No, I actually, it was douchier than that. I actually said, yeah, I like to come here kind of to just train my neck for karting. It's not really as challenging, but it's like, it's almost as good.
Oh, that's a valid response. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a fun ride in the process too. Why not?
And I was looking ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Each time, each turn, you were like breathing in, like like a fucking like pilot.
Yeah, turning into Tom Cruise.
Yeah, yeah. Disneyland. You know, I had probably more fun at Disneyland than I did. I went to Universal Studios with Allison for the haunt in October, and The Florida version of Universal Studios is fun, but the LA one sucks.
Oh, man. The LA one is a joke. I can't even believe it still exists.
I can't believe it's insane that it hasn't been updated. It just feels so old.
Yeah.
Like, it feels extremely outdated.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's changed since literally 97.
That makes sense, because it feels like their newest attraction is, besides the Harry Potter shit,
yeah.
It feels like the newest shit that they did was like Jurassic Park. Or whatever.
For the first movie.
Oh, dude. Also, the Mario Land thing was... Here's the thing. I appreciate all the set building. Like, it's fun looking at all this stuff, but yeah. The area is, like, so claustrophobic and small.
Yeah.
And, like, it just sucks. Which, it's a kid's area. Well, they say it's a kid's area, but I did not see a person under the age of, like, 25 in there.
No. Because
you know, they're all like, Mario!
No, yeah. Universal Studios, I don't know who, like, what kid is, like... Oh, Dad, take me to... I don't know who's asking for that.
That ride sucked, dude.
Yeah.
That Mario Kart ride.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You put on this annoying-ass visor, and it's supposed to be like an interactive game and stuff, but it just, it's dookie. Not good.
Which is crazy to me, because it's Mario Kart. Just fucking make a kart track that's like painted interesting.
What I don't understand is why can't you just legitimately have a go-kart track?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just like make it. That'd be sick if they made a section that looked like Rainbow Road. And look at me getting carried away being 4 years old.
Yeah, but if you had an actual kart, you got to drive around by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
like, I mean, everybody else on fucking Earth has go-kart tracks. Why can't Universal Studios? I mean, the lines would be ridiculous, right? Yeah. And I guess that's the whole thing too, is these things are like, oh, it's a 2-minute experience that's on a loop where the ride never stops.
Yeah.
Like you maximize the amount of people that can be on it, but
yeah.
Yeah, brutal.
This
brutal.
This makes
all the sets and stuff look great. Like I said, it's fun. I love the idea that someone built these things and you got to make these areas, but it just is not fun. I'll say it. It is not fun.
Yeah. But I don't even see how this is fun for even a 7-year-old.
Like this, I don't know.
It just feels like low effort. Hey, you know what I'll say? So when we were kind of like, after we went to Disneyland, I kind of relapsed on binging Disney adult YouTube channels. And I kind of got deep on the decline in quality of like Indiana Jones. And if I remember correctly, a lot of people said that people complained about the harshness of the ride, and so they turned it down, amongst other things. When I rode Indiana Jones in Tokyo Disney, it could have been in my head, but that thing felt a little nostalgic. I felt like I was 12 years old again because that thing was thrashing. It was like,
I think when we went to Disney, I don't think we rode Indiana Jones when we went to Disney.
Nah, it wasn't worth it.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
This looks sick.
We had a little,
I love those YouTubers, dude.
Yeah, the people that just analyze every little thing about Disney.
Well, they go like, man, there's some channels where it's like, it's like every week they're going some places or they're going on like a Disney cruise and stuff.
Yep.
And it's the idea of like, it's fascinating people trying to be excited about everything for content.
Yeah.
Cause I don't necessarily believe that they're that excited over everything. I really don't. But I do think like, it's just shit where like they go up to like a painting of Mickey in like an elevator and they're like, this is so cool. This is like the fun touches. And it's like, it's a fucking Costco printed fake painting of Mickey. Like, what the fuck are you like harboring on about? But they dig for everything. Guys, look at this door handle. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Disney adults are freaks though, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's funny you bring that up. We were talking about this in the TMG episode, but there's a Swingers app for Disney goers.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Swingers on Main. Swingers upon Main.
Can you imagine a Swingers app like that? And it's just like, Is the app like this? Because I guess I don't know. Is the app like, do you fuck more like Goofy or do you fuck more like Mickey?
No, it actually isn't like that. It's kind of boring. It's just kind of like your measurements, your personal
measurements.
Yeah, literally like how tall you are, some of your personal attributes, and then like that's it. It should be like
that. They need to be more adult-like with that, dude.
Yeah.
Like they need to be like, I fuck like Goofy, but I love like Donald.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a goofy.
You know what I mean?
I'm a goofy fuck.
I'm a goofy fuck, but I got a big heart on me, dude. I get a little testy sometimes, but I got a big heart on me.
Yeah, they should delineate types of people. You know, are you a Gaston? Are you a jacked, like, you know, are you a meathead? Are you a more who's like a decrepit, weak Disney character?
Who's Goofy's like enemy or like his? I remember the Goofy movie. It's like his son's friend's dad, Pete. Is his name Pete?
Oh, Goofy. He's a big fat,
the big. You know what I'm talking
the
about?
Big pig guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Who?
He could be like, I'm like Pete. I'm more of a Pete, you know, dick game insane.
Yeah.
Dude, you'd be saying as if you had to get hard and you had to like draw the Disney ears with your, you know, they did on like Disney XD back in the day.
Yep.
You had to do that with the app and the people were like, depending on how good it was. Yeah. See, look at him. Look at that big fat fuck. There's definitely some Pete's out there.
I'd definitely say I'm more of a Gaston.
You're more of a Gaston?
Yeah. I think that looks like me. That's pretty like,
I'm trying to think about who you would look like.
I think that's it. At least pretty one-to-one.
I'm trying to think.
Probably more like Aladdin, dude. I'm like his monkey, dude.
Aladdin's charming and nice as shit. You're not that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you're like a Donald Duck, dude.
I'm a poo. I'm a boo. Yeah.
Okay. You're not a poo either. A poo is charming and lovely, and he has a funny hat.
Yeah.
And he has a great head of hair on him. You're Donald. Type in Donald Duck. I feel like you're a nice Donald Duck, dude.
Let's look at Donald, man. Is Donald? Yeah, that's me and my big dopey eyes.
Yeah, but the thing about Donald is he has like his angry moments.
Yeah, yeah, and that's me.
Yeah.
What's that Donald Duck boner meme? That shit is so funny.
I don't think I've seen that. All I know is you have some like weirdly eccentric outfits and shit too. So like these like his outfit is not his outfit isn't that far off.
You never seen this meme?
Looks like he has like a hard old cock on him, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's so many, like the one where he's like charging up close his window. Or yeah, that one. It's like to the right. It's like Dragon Ball Z. Like he's just like.
It's a threat.
Yeah, it's a threat.
That is definitely a threat at this point.
It's coming at you. Yeah, man. Yeah, I think I could be a Donald. That could be me.
Dude, I'm Pooh. You're Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear. Just t-shirt, belly out.
Borderline, brain dead. Just hungry as shit.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dope ass red shirt.
Dude, you're way too cynical to be Pooh Bear.
Nah, man. You know me. I walk around with crop tops all the time.
Yeah, that's true. You show it off.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Eeyore.
Eeyore's like
Eeyore.
Eeyore's charming though.
You know who I'd like to be?
Huh.
I'd like to be Jafar.
Yeah.
Just constantly trying to get Princess Jasmine. You know what I mean?
Jafar
get Jackson. Pissed off, turn into a god, and then get trapped in a fucking genie lamp forever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, doesn't he become like an evil genie? Isn't there like a...
Yeah, he becomes a big red genie.
Yeah, yeah.
I also like and they made good villains back then. Jafar was a real piece of shit. Who was the guy that fucked with that elephantitis-ridden monster, Quasimodo? Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
That's Notre Dame on fire.
Yeah.
He's like, burn in here, freak.
Yeah, he was a bad person. Dude, even, who's that old villain from Beauty and the Beast? The old man, when they came to...
There's an old man? I thought Gaston was the main enemy in Beauty and the Beast.
There's him, but then there's, like, the old man that, like, helps try to burn down the beast.
I don't know.
Yeah, this guy, Monsieur Doc.
Kind of looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Monsieur Dark.
Yeah, this guy was a piece of work, wasn't he? LeFou. Bucktooth motherfucker.
That kind of looks like me. More than actually, unironically, that's probably the most. Hunter, that's probably the nail right on the head with that one. LeFou.
You sound so deflated.
Well, you know, I'm talking about wanting to be Jafar and then I end up as fucking LeFou, dude. Come on. That is sad.
Dude, you call me Daffy Duck, man. You got to get down here with me, all right?
Okay, first off, that's fucking... want to say something. That's Warner Brothers, dude. Yeah, I said Donald Duck.
Sorry, call me Donald.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Donald Duck is one of the fucking OGs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of respect on his name. Who the fuck knows LeFou? Nobody. Here we go, dude. Another classic case of our actual relationship, man. Noel riding high at his ivory tower, and then I end up being fucking LeFou. Stretch and fade in a nutshell.
Damn it, dude. This has to be your next profile picture.
I'll do that. I'll be LeFou.
Yeah, LeFou.
I'm down.
The boy. Where does Beauty and the Beast take place?
Pretty sure it's France.
Beauty and the Beast is kind of creepy when I think about it. Like the music, specifically. Music kind of freaked me out as a kid. Eastern region of Alsace.
Beauty and the Beast takes place in France. Yeah, yeah. If you look into it, it's not hard to see that East. Yeah, takes place in France. Yeah, I mean, I would. The only thing I really remember about Beauty and the Beast was whenever he turns into a human, she'd like her pussy definitely dries up real quick.
Yeah.
You can tell she is not about that life at all. He looks ugly as fuck as a human. You remember that?
But as a beast, he was handsome.
I think so.
I thought he looked.
I think he's big and mysterious, right? He's imposing. He's powerful.
Yeah, that's true.
And then whenever he, look, I mean, look at that. Imagine being like, there he is, Prince Charming.
Yeah, he turns from beast to human, and Belle's like, wait, he's inbred? Oh, go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back.
Oh, so he's an incest baby. Okay.
Yeah.
Could you get the horns and fur back?
Yeah, it looks like that inbred family, that like famous inbred family.
Classic French inbred family.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that how it went back then? They could have been ugly as shit, but you're royalty, so.
Well, yeah, that was definitely it, because people were fucking each other's cousins and stuff in the palace, and then you have all these like mutant fucking bug-eyed inbred children walking around the fucking, walking around the fucking palace.
Sorry, I'm also dying at this. There's no better candy than in Beauty and the Beast, aka the movie where one dude serves two very different looks. Dude, go die. One dude serves two very different looks.
If BuzzFeed is gone, why is the website still up?
I don't think they have employees, but I think they probably make money off of the ads still. So someone.
What about the Try Guys, dude? How the fuck aren't the Try Guys from BuzzFeed?
No, they branched off.
Oh, so they're no longer associated with them.
I don't think so, no. Not for some time.
I need to know what's going on. What was the whole controversy with one of the Try Guys? Didn't one of the Try Guys, wasn't he just like fucking around
on
his wife or whatever?
He was cheating on his wife with his assistant?
My boy Ned Fulmer.
Yeah.
Hey, Icarus is what I call him.
Icarus.
Public romantic behavior with an employee.
Icarus, that's what they call a white guy who gets too close to his Asian coworker.
Didn't he have like a wife and a kid and everything?
Yeah.
Especially his whole persona online is like, look at me, I'm a quirky,
yeah,
like lovable husband,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Who eats In-N-Out burgers. Trying every In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
Trying every In-N-Out menu item.
Yeah. Yeah, and he ain't posted since. Out of there.
Trying every Taco Bell menu item in one sitting. Try Guys.
Oh shit, dude. His pose is crazy.
Insane dick game.
His pose is crazy.
You don't even realize.
Probably,
that guy's,
man,
got the key.
Yeah, you're probably sporting it.
Dude, that guy's net worth is $150 million from trying burritos and hamburgers.
That's why he poses like that. He has nothing to be ashamed of.
Dude, he's yoked. Look at him. He's yoked. I'd kill for that body.
A little tricep on you? Oh, shut up, dude. You can have that tomorrow. Oh, damn. Okay. All right.
Oh, Lord. It's the Crocs for me.
It's the Crocs for
me.
Hey,
is this Ned right here?
Yeah.
Hey, Ned, could you come in? We're trying every cookie from Walmart. It's the Crocs for me, Ned. Okay, that's hilarious. Okay, Ned, but seriously, come in. We're trying every movie theater candy. Come on.
Oh.
That's Slay, dude. Slay.
Slay Queen.
Can we add a new segment to the show?
Yeah. What is it?
I want to do Hunter's music suggestion of the week.
Okay, yeah, let's get it.
Which my music suggestion of the week is a band called Grove Street released one of the best albums last year. Grove Street. The album is called The Path to Righteousness. It is unbelievable. Super, super, super good. Unbelievable. So you know what? That is Hunter's recommendation of the week. If you're going to listen to any new music this week, make sure to put on some Grove Street.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I've been I've been kind of like not listening to music this past few months.
That's unhealthy.
Or past few weeks, not months, sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah, I need more tunes. I forced myself to bump some tunes, but yeah, I've been working out like a psychopath, like to no real music, just been in there.
Oh, dude, throw on this album. This is some great. This is like hardcore shit. It's always fun to work out to.
Yeah.
Throw around some weights to this kind of shit.
I don't like cigarettes.
Yeah, straight edge hardcore.
Yeah.
I refuse to drink beer.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I will not be pressured.
My fucking eyes.
In social situations.
I always like these deals because the lyrics are always. Grove Street isn't like this, but there's a lot of hardcore bands that are like that are really funny.
Yeah.
When I see you, I'll wipe my tear from my eyes, and I'll tell you to go fuck yourself. It's like the most obnoxious, like slam poetry or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you offer me O'Doul's, you can go fuck yourself. I'd much rather just have a smoothie.
Dude, what is this? Petty revenge, blaming fart on bully, found out girlfriend thinks dick is small.
These are some interesting suggestions here.
Well, let's go with fart on bully because, you know, I wore the bully jacket. Oh, deleted.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
You know what a subreddit I really can't stand is Am I the Asshole?
Oh yeah, that's just like wanting to win an argument in the shower.
Yeah. It's every time someone posts there, you better believe they're probably the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you have to bring it to a forum.
Yeah.
To need justification for someone to be like, "You know what? You're not the asshole."
Yeah.
It's their problem. Yeah. And it's like, "Thank God this random person I don't know online said this."
Yeah, no, definitely.
Versus having a civil discussion with whoever I'm having an argument with in my real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I want to read the my found out my girlfriend thinks my dick is small. As the title says, last night I was searching something on my girlfriend's phone because my date did so much contact. Just tell the truth, dude. You were looking through your girlfriend's phone, trying to make up all these reasons. My data wasn't working, dude. You were just in there. Saw an article open, blow job tips for small penises. This didn't happen. This did not happen.
Sometimes you need to just not be insecure about it, dude.
What?
You know what I mean?
What?
Small dicks.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not like you went to the store. It's not like you went to the store and you said, "Can I have a small one?"
Yeah.
You're born with what you got, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just rock out.
This come from a man with an extremely small penis. Me.
Yeah.
You know what I do? You know what I say? I wake up every morning, I tuck my tiny penis into my Hanes underwear, and I say, "Livin' la vida loca."
Yep.
That's what I say.
Yep.
You know what? This is what my daddy gave me.
No, it actually comes from your grandfather.
This is what my grandfather, who I'd never met, gave me.
Yeah.
I'd love to shake that man's hand.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what? It is what it is, man.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, thems is the reality of the situation.
Yeah, that's
right?
The phrase. That's exactly it.
That's exactly what that's the phrase that everybody knows and loves. Thems is the reality of the situation.
Thems is thems is exactly the cards you've been dealt with. Yeah. Yeah, all this, like, I'll never forget this. It's a positive story, but I'll never forget this. It's like a Reddit comment. It's some, like, I don't know. People were discussing small penises, and this dude goes, "I knew a guy in the army, had the smallest dick ever and the most confidence. He had the hottest wife out of all of us. I'll never forget that."
He also had the most money.
Yeah. No way, bro.
He had the oldest money we've ever seen.
You ain't fucking making money in the army, dude. That guy must have been pure confidence.
Yeah.
I believe that.
You never know. What if he comes from old money, dude?
Yeah, and he's just LARPing. Just LARPing as
he's just like, he's overly confident. He has a great head of he has a great head on his shoulders. You know, he's just like, I want to serve my country. That's why he joins up. I don't really need money. That's why I joined the army.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a good old boy.
Yeah. Had a couple of those at one of my shows this weekend. And I had another guy hate my show so much, he commented on one of my posts that I'm the worst performer at the Columbus Funny Bones since Andy Dick. Which is kind of a burn. It was kind of funny.
That is very hurtful to say.
Yeah.
That's weird. I thought you said Ohio is usually kind to you.
Oh no, it was. All four shows were amazing. I'm pretty sure I know this guy was. I walked him. He left during the show.
Really?
Yeah, I think he hated it that much.
You know what? You can't win them all. What do you do?
Yeah, that's fine. No, the good old
boys. If anything, you made such an impression that he had to search you up and comment that.
That's what I'm saying.
Which to me, that's a positive.
Yeah, I think that's good. It's polarizing. The good old boys, I was walking out after I did my set, and this big, like, because before the show, I saw them sitting in the back, and I just knew that these guys had no idea who I was. They probably just got an email that said, comedy show tonight. And they were like, sure.
Right.
And so I kind of talked to them a little bit at the top of the show. And as I was walking out, one of these, they were huge people. This dude just leans over the railing to me, and he sticks out his arm to like do like the put it there, brother. Mm-hmm. He just grabs my arm like strong as shit as I'm walking out like, hell yeah. I'm like, oh, thanks, pal.
Yeah, did he give you the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator 1?
Yeah, son of a bitch, whatever.
Yeah.
That was exactly it, man. He was intentional about it, too. It made me feel really good. I really appreciated it.
You know, as we close out this episode, Noel, I want people to know that I'm going to SHOT Show next week in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
It's the biggest gun convention in the world, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I went there last year. It was hilarious. I'm going this year for film some stuff.
You're going to buy buy one of those gender reveal guns. You know those ones they sell?
Yeah. Get one of those there. Those are the hot ticket item when I go there. Yeah. So I'll be in Las Vegas. If anybody sees me, please don't talk to me. This episode will definitely come out before that comes out. So if you do see me, please ignore me. Don't even, you know, I'm an enigma. I am not even there. I'm a ghost. But I will say I booked reservations, or I had Harry book all the reservations to all the Gordon Ramsay restaurants.
Oh, yes. That'll be great.
So we're going to be doing a video on that too.
You should
with my buddy Jerma, who we hung out with together.
Yeah. Shout out Jerma.
He's a good man.
Yeah. Dude, you should bring the frozen TV dinners into the restaurant with a portable microwave and then compare meal to like one to one the Walmart Gordon Ramsay.
I would honestly prefer the $6 microwave dinner to this.
Just completely shitting on it.
So there's 8 restaurants, Gordon Ramsay restaurants in Las Vegas.
And you're going to take to all of them.
I'm going to go to all of them. Not all. It's going to be split across 2 days.
Yeah.
But still, we do have a reservation at Hell's Kitchen. Yes, I know. Everybody's excited. Hell's Kitchen.
People clapping in their cars right now. Yes.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, I'm doing that. I just want people to know that I'm, once again, if you see me in Vegas, please do not talk to me. Don't even look at me. Thank you. That's all I have to say. I just wanted to put that out there.
And I'll be in Omaha soon after this comes out. So. If you're in Omaha, you can come to the show, but also don't acknowledge me. Just sit in the crowd and do nothing and then leave.
Pay for the ticket, buy a shirt, and then go home. Please. Please and thank you is what I say to that.
Whenever I have 5 shows in a weekend, by the 5th one, there's a part of me that just wants to walk up there and be like, dude, trust me, it's good. And then I just go home.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Trust me, it's like it's a good set, and then I just bounce.
Yeah, it's like it's like a good 45 to hour long set, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a good one.
It's definitely not bad. No, I won't kick them out. I'm like, you guys can hang for the next hour.
Yeah, I mean, you bought tickets for the space, so just chill for an hour. You know, if there's a bar there, you know, there's an open bar.
Yeah,
whatever. Would you at least go around and hang out with them, or did you just leave?
I think I'd chill. I think I'd chill.
Yeah, I think you should just leave. Yeah. They paid tickets to pay for a bar for you to go on stage and be like, it was solid, and then you just leave.
Yeah.
your big ass tour bus driving away.
That's so shitty.
I know.
Yeah. Come see me in Omaha if you want.
Go see him in Kansas City too.
Definitely goes. I'll probably be there. Yeah, KC is going to be fun. I'm super stoked for KC.
He actually asked me to be the host of it.
Yeah,
and I declined.
Hunter's going to get up there. He's going to go full stand-up comic.
Yeah, I'm going to sit there and be like, Kansas City, you know them and you love them. Yeah. Actually, I'll do a couple of jokes beforehand too.
Yeah.
What the hell is up with our, what is going on with the railway system here in Kansas City, right, guys? What the hell? I'll do a couple of jokes and I'll introduce people. It'll be lovely.
Yeah, you got to do
but
some,
I declined.
You got to do some local material, you know, super local.
Yeah, will only work for this city.
What's the custard place?
Andy's,
yeah. It's like they opened up that new Andy's up over there, you know, and then you just...
Yeah, exactly. It looks like a couple people from Raytown showed up.
Yeah. Oh, bro, I'm eating this morning, noon, and night.
I will not be joining you. I'm not, you know, the thing too is you were like, you know, you were like...
That merch is sick, shut
well,
up.
Well, we'll see.
That merch is sick.
You were like, yo, well, you know, if I can get some free time for my schedule, maybe we can hang out. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath, dude. You know what I mean? It's going to be one of these things where you're like, let me swing by Andy's first. And it's going to be a whole thing again. I'm not going to do it.
Because, dude, I'm moonlighting as an ASMR TikToker. That's what I didn't tell you. So when I buy these, I just sit in my car and I just go, thank you. Thank you.
You like tap your finger on the side of the cup. Thank you. Thank you for the roses. Oh my God. Big Grizzly 224, thank you for the galaxy.
Yeah. Bro, you know, I used to get on TikTok Live and be like, I need you guys to donate galaxies so I can solve cancer. And then people would do it and then I'd have to stop like going on live because I started feeling bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. People just throwing money at nothing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, thanks for the money, bitches.
I've never even withdrawn it. It's still in my account.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyways, guys, we're back. I'll be feeling better next week, I swear. But thanks for listening. And when you see Hunter in Vegas, don't say shit to him. Seriously, don't even look him in the fucking eyes.
Please don't.
And yeah, come see me in Omaha. All right. Well, we'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.